happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
You have a return for your investment that no stockbroker or banker could ever match. No one can take your godly wealth from you, and nothing can take away from it. The gain you accumulate here is subject to loss and to others taking it, but the works you do for God and store in His heavenly kingdom just keep on gaining. Every deed you do for God will come back to you for eternity. Join us in this program, Treasures Unseen, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through Matthew 6:20, which says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal."
Hello and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. You know, if you ever met me, you would see that by worldly standards, I'm just a normal person. You wouldn't be impressed by my clothing. You wouldn't be impressed by my home. You wouldn't be impressed at my dinner table, perhaps, if you sit down there. Though I have been blessed beyond measure and certainly blessed beyond what I deserve, and my home is nice, my clothes are good, and I have no need for food. The Lord supplies more than enough every day. But there's nothing about me from the outward appearance that would make you think that I'm a king's daughter. There's nothing about me that might make you think that I have a mansion. But I do. It's not made with hands, eternal into the heavens. For John chapter 14 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am you may be also. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will surely come again and receive you unto myself." So I don't just have a mansion, I have one prepared, specifically custom built for me. I have a home that I'm going to, whose streets are gold. You know, gold is our most precious element. Yet where I'm going, it's nothing but pavement. If you speak to me at dinner or in a store or some other way, you may not be at all impressed with anything I tell you about my bloodline. Except I hope you'll listen carefully as I tell you this. I have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm joint heirs with Him, and my Father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the hills thereof. My Father has a home for me, custom built. And my Father watches me day and night, and He supplies my every need. The things that matter to me are not the material things around me, but I have treasures unseen. I work every day for a God that loves me, and He rewards me for my service. You may not find a lot of gold within the walls of my home or in the bank accounts that bear my name. But if you look on the account that God has for me, you're going to see some riches unseen. You're going to find that every time that I have spoken to someone and given them comfort in God's name, that it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to find that every time I have given food to the hungry, or I have given shelter to the needy, that it is recorded in God's account. You also would find, if you followed me, unfortunately, things that I have sown amiss. Where I have tried to take care of myself, or I have served my fleshly wants, and those will be more like stubble. The Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 11, these verses. For other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So the first thing we have to understand that is all that we do in our lives needs to be built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. So when I have fed the needy, sheltered the homeless, helped those who needed comfort, sit by the bedside of a dying saint, got up in the middle of the night to pray for someone who was laid on my heart, those, my friend, are silver and gold and precious stones. When I have said no, I'd rather be comfortable in my bed, I will pray tomorrow. When I have done something to get something in return, when I have bragged about service for the king, that is wood, hay, and stubble. And verse 14 says, if any man's work abide, verse 13 says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. So where are you laying your treasures? The scripture in today's reading that Erica read for us says, but lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. You work day in and day out, some of you, to make sure you can have one more thing. And what I've noticed in my lifetime is the more things I have, the more attention it calls me to have towards those things, and the less time and attention and focus I have for the Lord and the Lord's work. It's amazing how innocent little things on their own that have no sinful intrinsic value whatsoever can suddenly become huge pieces of sin in your life because you have elevated them to a status to where they've taken your time, your energy, your focus, and your money away from God and your family and your obligations. One of the things that can easily do that for us is sports, and I am certainly not immune to that. I am addicted to sports, but God controls that addiction for me. And I say addiction because I'm telling you, I could be involved in some sporting activity or event, either doing it or watching it, every waking moment of my life, if that's what I intended to do. And I could find myself just spending more and more time in that and less time in the Word of God or less and less time in the service of the King because I'm out golfing somewhere or I'm out playing tennis somewhere or I'm out watching a football game. None of those things that are wrong. But when I begin to do them all the time and I begin to let them creep into my mind so that every spare moment I have, I'm thinking about my favorite team or how to fix my shot that's wrong, or I'm out on the course trying to practice that shot. When that becomes my main focus and it takes me away from visiting the elderly or visiting those who are widows or visiting those who are sick, or it takes me away from reading the Word of God, or when I have a spare moment, what I'm thinking about is that instead of Him, that's when it becomes a problem. And that's when I begin to lay up treasures in the wrong place. Sometimes you can even get started with something and it be a good thought. Like a lot of times we can find ourselves being servants to exercise and sports because we started out wanting to be healthy. But we give the devil an inch and he'll take a mile. A lot of times we can find ourselves working 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours Because we're trying to take care of our family, we're trying to give them the things that they need, and then suddenly you want this, or suddenly you want to play more golf, or suddenly you want to build this, or build that, or the house that you have that's perfectly fine and adequate, well, it doesn't make you look as important as you want to look, so you work a little harder, you work a little longer, and suddenly you're getting these things, and two things happen. One, the more you work, and the more you spend your time doing all these other things, you don't have time to read, you don't have time to study. A lot of times you'll find yourself not going to church because you're working, and sometimes you have to, and that's fine. But when you're making those choices just to get something you really don't need or to elevate yourself to some status, that's when it's a problem. And that's another thing that happens. Sometimes we just want to look like we're successful. We want to look like we're important. And so we do all these things serving ourselves. That's wood, hay, and stubble, and it's going to burn. And it will also cost you problems here. You'll lose meaningful relationships. You'll miss amazing times with your family and your children. And you'll miss the blessing of a communion with God that gives you a peace that passeth understanding and a joy unspeakable and full of glory. You see, you'll never outgive God. It's not sacrificial to spend time with the Lamb. He's the sacrifice. It's a privilege to spend time in prayer. Not a single one of us, I'm fairly certain, listening to this message right now will have the ability to call the presidents of the United States and have them answer the phone on first ring. None of you probably can call the greatest sports stars in the country or the biggest movie stars that you may see on TV. All seemingly important, powerful people. But each and every one of you, within the sound of my voice, can instantaneously reach the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords through prayer. Those of you who are Christians, if you don't hide iniquity in your heart, then he hears you when you pray. Those of you within the sound of my voice who do not know him as Savior, he will hear your prayer of repentance instantaneously, save you by his grace, and bestow upon you heirs to the kingdom of God. That's powerful. And yet we let our minds and our hearts focus on things that are totally trivial, superficial, and ridiculous. Getting ourselves away from focusing on God and his work and his service, you can't outgive him. I promise you, he will press it down, measure it up 100 times more, whatever you give him. And time spent with him is time well spent. It's my prayer that you lay up yourself treasures in heaven.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman of the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
Girl, she's a happy girl.
happy girl. Not that melancholy never comes to plague her soul. She just knows whatever happens, God is in control. She's a happy girl. Happy girl.